Billboard advertising laws rank among the most lobbied issues at Los Angeles City Hall, and at the heart of the issue are the digital ones. Advertisers love those digital billboards because they can showcase multiple ads on the same screen as they light up the night sky. But that light comes to the consternation of neighbors who say the billboards are a form of digital blight. The city of LA has strict laws governing digital signs, but those laws do not affect the independent city of West Hollywood. And that city has a design competition going on this evening for one site that's already home to a billboard, but could be, down the road, much, much more. Frances Anderton is here with more on that story. She's host of KCRW's Design and Architecture, and she's here for DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
All right. We're talking about a rectangular digital billboard, is that what this is?
Well, it's what it could be, although actually the city of West Hollywood, plucky little West Hollywood, always very creative. What they're suggesting is let's not think about a billboard as a narrow rectangular sign. Let's think about the billboards in the context of the way the strip became famous for really, really imaginative, sometimes sculptural billboards. Just think of the Marlboro Man. You know, that was really a billboard as an icon. The Sunset Strip was famous for its billboards. Now the city has a site which they own the site. It contains a billboard. They have set up a competition. Tonight, people can go to the City Hall and see the four finalists. And what that competition has called for is a let's reinvent the billboard.
Well, tell us a little bit about some of the finalists here.
You may have heard the name Zaha Hadid. She's one of the, we should say, the late Zaha Hadid, the most famous woman architect in the world, a fantastic architect. She passed recently. It so happened one of the schemes that her office had worked on before she passed was a design for what she's calling a prism for this competition. She's one of the shortlisted teams with a signage company, Deco. Also in the mix, an architect called Tom Wiscombe. He teaches at SARC. He's very well regarded. He's come in with Orange Barrel Media and Mocha. They've brought in an art institution to work on the idea too. We also have Gensler, well-known firm, now very much active in downtown Los Angeles. And we have a company called Tate Towers, a media design company. They've all come up with very interesting schemes. None of them looks like your conventional billboard.
Why are city leaders in West Hollywood doing this? There is so much talk about this in Los Angeles, in the city of LA. But West Hollywood, it seems like, is bucking this trend, right, of getting rid of these billboards.
Unlike Los Angeles, West Hollywood already controlled its signage. They did not have the massive explosion of digital billboards as appeared in Los Angeles that caused the consternation that then caused a big restriction, a big sign ordinance that was passed in 2002. So in the city of West Hollywood, they had already been controlling it. They totally acknowledged that the Sunset Strip is a venue for really great signage. And they also acknowledged that going forward, the digital billboard has to be sort of a piece of the picture. But they hope to really kind of weigh up where the priorities lie with regards to these billboards.
And we think about another strip, right? Not the Sunset Strip, but another strip that has a lot of these billboards that just fly in your face.
Oh, absolutely. And I asked Bianca Siegel, she's the long range and mobility planning manager at the City of West Hollywood, and this was her answer.
We don't want to go Las Vegas. We're uniquely West Hollywood. We really want to embrace our identity as a smaller creative city with some really exciting destinations.
What Bianca made very clear to me is WeHo has not gone through this battle over digital billboards like in LA because, as she says, they have two existing digital signs on Sunset that were permitted years ago through a different process, and no other digital billboards are currently allowed in the city. Some of the schemes that you can see if you go to City Hall tonight or if you go online and look at the proposals online, they suggest that you have a digital billboard within a public plaza. You sit and you have a sandwich sitting under a shady spot with a digital sign above your head.
And you can see those designs, by the way, at kcrw.com/DNA blog,
correct,
right? You'll see them there, or you can jump over to West Hollywood City Hall tonight and check it out there as well.
Correct.
All right, Frances Anderton, DNA on AT. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve.